At the first of the sessions Monday in Boston, a state judge set bail for 10 people convicted of drug crimes after prosecutors agreed to put their sentences on hold. The DA in the greater Boston area has estimated that between 300 and 500 people could eventually be put back on the streets because drug evidence that led to their convictions was tested by former lab chemist Annie Dukan. She's been charged with obstruction of justice for deliberately faking test results in the now-closed lab where she worked for almost 9 years. Prosecutors in western Massachusetts say they have not come across any cases where drug evidence was sent for testing at the now-closed Boston lab. Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.